And the Great Barrier Reef, which you mentioned there, is known as the biggest living structure on Earth. But now researchers have discovered an astounding geological structure that may dwarf the size of the coral reef right next door. Anna-Lena Janssen has the story.
With the help of high-tech laser data from the Royal Australian Navy, a team of researchers, including James Cook University's Dr. Robin Bayman, made a surprising discovery.
This other reef is actually technically called a bioherm. These bioherms are made by halimeda, which is a green algae. And when it dies, it generates these white, almost cornflake-like flakes of limestone. And what we know is that over about perhaps a 10,000-year period, they've built up these remarkable structures about 20 metres thick.
Dr. Bearman says the vast reef system covers an area larger than the northern part of the Great Barrier Reef.
The mapping that had been done earlier said that there are about 2,000 square kilometres of the Great Barrier Reef inter-reef area. Well, we've tripled that now. So that's a really big inter-reef habitat area that we hadn't really identified before, and it's made by this very humble green algae, halimeda.
Lead researcher Marty McNeil from Queensland University of Technology is puzzled by the shape of the structures they've discovered.
When the three-dimensional shape of them was revealed, it was really surprising. They form these fields of donut-shaped structures that sometimes just like singular, circular rings, sometimes coalescing together in groups of three or four. But they're massive, like each donut, if you like, is 250 to 300 metres across from crest to crest. And there's just fields of them.
While the pictures are impressive, the stories of those who ventured beneath the sea are even more remarkable.
The tops of them starting are in about 20 metres water depth, down to about 50 metres. So it's not a typical, easily accessible place where scuba divers would be diving. But the stories that I've heard from people that have dived on them vary from, yes, they're covered in this lush, thick veneer of living green halimeda. Other people have told me that at the time they dived on them, the halimeda wasn't living and green. It was just the white limestone flakes, like a white desert.
Dr. Bearman says the potential for further research in the area of climate change is significant.
What does the sediment itself tell us about the past climate on the Great Barrier Reef? So just like tree rings, the rings can tell you the age when it was formed and the environment it was formed in. So you've got 20 metre thick piles of sediment that can tell you an awful lot about the past oceanographic history.
The discovery has left researchers with more questions than answers.
Anna-Lena Janssen.